WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of The Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter. And today we're diving into something that's near and dear to my heart. How to use mindful movement and exercise to actually elevate your mood. You know those days when the world feels like it's dragging you down? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We have the power to shift our mindset and inject some serious joy into our lives, and physical activity is a key ingredient in that recipe. Now, I'm not talking about grueling workouts that leave you feeling drained. This is all about finding movement that feels good for you. Something that gets your body flowing and your mind engaged. Think of it like a dance party with your own awesome self. It's amazing what a little mindful movement can do. It can melt away stress, clear those mental cobwebs, and leave you feeling energized and optimistic. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you unlock the power of mindful movement for mood boosting. 1. Listen to your body. This is huge. Every single one of us is different. What works for your friend or that fitness influencer on Instagram might not be right for you. Pay attention to how your body feels. Do you crave a high-energy Zumba class, or would a gentle yoga session leave you feeling more relaxed and centered? There's no wrong answer here, just what feels good for you. 2. Don't overthink it. Ever feel like exercise becomes this massive chore in your mind before you even lace up your sneakers? Yeah, me too. The key is to keep it simple. Start small. A 10-minute walk around the block, a quick dance session to your favorite playlist, anything that gets you moving counts. Build from there as you feel more comfortable. 3. Focus on the feeling. Remember, this isn't just about burning calories or hitting a fitness goal. It's about connecting with your body and savoring the experience. Feel the sun on your skin, the wind in your hair, the rhythm of your breath. When you focus on the sensations, you create a sense of mindfulness that can really elevate your mood. 4. Mix it up. Variety is the spice of life, right? And when it comes to exercise, it's definitely true. Keep things interesting by trying different activities. Hike in nature, swim laps at the pool, try a dance class, let loose and explore. This not only prevents boredom, but also challenges different muscle groups and keeps you engaged. 5. Celebrate small wins. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your progress. Did you complete that walk? Awesome. Did you find yourself smiling during that yoga session? High five. Celebrate those small victories because they add up to big changes in how you feel about yourself. Imagine this. You're feeling stressed after a long day at work. Instead of reaching for another cup of coffee, you decide to go for a 20-minute walk around the park. As you stroll, you notice the vibrant colors of the leaves, the chirping birds, and the gentle breeze on your face. Your mind starts to quiet down, your body feels lighter, and by the time you get back home, you're feeling calmer and more focused. See? Mindful movement can be a game changer for your mood. So, what are you waiting for? Put on your favorite playlist, lace up those sneakers, and get moving. Remember, even small steps can lead to big changes in how you feel. You got this. The key takeaway here is simple. Mindful movement isn't just about physical health. It's a powerful tool for boosting your mood, reducing stress, and cultivating a sense of well-being. By listening to your body, finding activities you genuinely enjoy, and focusing on the present moment, you can unlock the incredible benefits that come with moving mindfully. Ready to give it a try? Share your favorite mindful movement activities in the comments below. Let's inspire each other and build a community of joyful movers. Don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Declutter so you don't miss any future episodes packed with tips and tricks for living a happier, more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.